There is no big sin. You know, we people have a tendency to think that the sin they committed is smaller than the person next to them. The man that pulled out the gun and shot up and shot and killed the individual on the Las Vegas Strip and wounded the other person, if he should die in his sins, he's going to be in the same hell, the same lake of fire, that the person that would not stop lying is in. Sin is sin. And all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But there's a difference. There's a difference because Paul writes to the church and says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So the difference is made through Christ Jesus. Christ is not a myth. People think that God is a myth, but that's not so. We're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world, which was Jesus Christ. Because he knew that man was going to fall. He's going to come up short. We come up short sometimes. And God has made a provision for all of us. The 25th verse says, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood. You have to believe in the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ in order to be a recipient of salvation. The Bible tells us that where there is no shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. We're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. That is what has kept us. And that's what keeps us when we transition from time into eternity. That is not an argument for anybody. Let me just go here with that. People believe in reincarnation. Well, I don't believe in reincarnation in the way that they speak about it. You know, you leave here and you as a person, you come back as a spider or you come back as a bird or a cat or something. I'm talking about the mere fact that you transitioned out of here is enough for you to be concerned about, because nobody can prove that anyone has come back reincarnated as anything. Where did they get that myth from? I won't spend time with that at this moment. I just want you to realize that you will transition out of time into eternity. Now, what's on the other side of this, you'll find out. But make sure that when you transition out, that you are in the righteousness of God, not what you think God is. That has a lot of people messed up today. Well, I think God is this. Stop thinking for God. Jesus said, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It's written about me. So if you want to know the mind of God, or if you want to know about God, then you have to pick up the book. You have to pick up the Bible and you have to read it. And then you need to go to church, because the Bible said, how can they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? So you need a man or a woman of God. You need someone that is in tune with God, because they are prayerful, because they are looking and feeding, sitting at the feet of the Lord to be fed so that they know what to feed you. The 26th verse says, to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be justified to justify him which believed in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It's excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Faith. Faith is the key element to salvation. Faith is the key element to everything. For the Bible tells us that the just shall live by their what? Live by their faith. Reconciliation means to be reunited. Obviously, there was a separation in the relationship between God and man. There's a separation in the relationship between God and man. If you are still in sin, no matter how much fun you're having, no matter how you wake up the next day, feeling good, some feel bad, some's going to go out and do it again, others are going to stop. No matter how you wake up, you need to know and understand that there has been a separation. Sin caused a separation between you and God. If you're living in sin, there is still a separation between you and God. Earlier, I mentioned that there is a universal law that because you are blessed, because you have something, because you have a little bit of something, it does not mean that you are in the will of God. It means that you are a recipient of the universal law that has been established by God. Universal law of being diligent. Universal law of handling business, reaping what you sow. That's why business and people tithe and give offerings, because they want to reap financially. People do righteous, feed others. And this is all good. God rewards righteousness. But understand, righteousness is not holiness. Righteousness, oh yes, bless you, Lord God. Righteousness means you did something right. Holy means that you have moved close to God. The Bible tells us that without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Reconciliation means to be reunited. We all need to be reunited. The separation that kept us from God has been abolished by the blood of Jesus Christ, by the sacrifice that he made. God told Adam before Eve was created that he was not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's Genesis 2 and 17. God warned that in the day he did eat of the fruit of the tree, he would surely die. Have you ever lost something that was dear to you? If you live long enough, you will find that there are some things that become very dear, very close to you. And if you should lose it, there are emotions and feelings that will come into play. Maybe a loved one is gone, a relative or a friend. You wish things were different. Imagine how God felt on the day that Adam ignored his warning. When God told Adam, Adam, don't eat from that tree, because when you eat from it, now they've had fellowship. They've been with each other. They've walked and they talked with one another. They understood each other. And God warned Adam, said, don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because when you eat, the day that you eat of that tree, something is going to happen. How many times have we been told something is going to happen if we do what we're about to do, what we're thinking about? You know, growing up, there was a saying that a hard head makes a soft behind. Growing up, there was a saying that the elders would use, parents and aunties and them, that when you did something that they told you not to do, they would say, you don't believe fat meets greasy. Adam did not listen to what God said and ignored his warning. The Lord and Adam had a father and son relationship. They spent time. But I want you to think about something. How did God feel when Adam went against his will? When Adam ignored what his father had told him, what the Lord had said? God has feelings too. Remember, he created Adam, so everything that's within Adam would be of God. Well, let's go back to Romans. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifest, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith. And I'm not going to get through all of this, but I tell you, if you want to hear more, then stop by at 524 East Pasadena Avenue in the city of Pomona. Bible classes at 7 o'clock on Tuesdays. And we're here on Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock to worship and to go forth in praising our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus, unto all upon all them that believe. For there is no difference. We have to take a moment and look at the righteousness of God. Many believe they can be righteous without the work of Jesus Christ. However, self-righteousness is tainted because of the fall, because of what Adam did. We know that from life experience, if those that have been in the streets, those that have lived certain lives, we know that if you are addicted, and you get pregnant, that addiction, that tainted, will be passed on. The probability of being passed on to the child is very high. Well, when Adam sinned, it tainted us. It was not a mist. It was not missed by anybody. All humanity became messed up. Babies were not born that were not addicted. We have all been messed up, and we were, the Bible said, we were born in sin, shaped in iniquity because of what Adam did. My God, bless you, Lord Jesus. Whatever we do is tainted. So our self-righteousness is tainted. It might be good enough for the world that we live in, but not eternity. The righteousness of God was revealed in Jesus Christ. He embodied the law, the spirit behind the law, and the fulfillment of the law. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin." That you and I, all of us, no matter what we have done, no matter what we have said, no matter who we have hurt. And let me help you with something here. When you hurt somebody else, you're merely hurting yourself. He said that what we might be made the righteousness of God in him, to remove the stain of sin, we needed a perfect sacrifice. I believe you need a sacrifice today. Maybe you didn't think about it. I know I didn't used to think about it, but I realize now that I needed a perfect sacrifice. Saying I'm sorry was not enough. And that's a good place to start, but it was not enough. When I said I was sorry and I accepted Jesus Christ and what he did for all of us, then my sorry became more than just words. It became covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. In other words, men might look and say, well, you did this 15, 20, 25 years ago, or you did it yesterday, and they hold it against you. But the blood of Jesus Christ that had flowed from Calvary covers that sin, that if you truly repent, if you truly said, I'm sorry, Lord, I forgive me for the mess that I've made, the mess I've made of my own life, The mess I've made the life of others. The mess that I've, the stuff that I've done that was offensive to you. And God should call you home. You transition 2 days later. You transition the next few minutes out of here. Don't you know that through the water baptism in Jesus' name where the blood is applied, don't you know that through the indwelling of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God that moves up on us, that seals us for the day of redemption, that moves down on the inside of us, that you are saved? You need that. You need that. All of us need that. And oh, bless your Lord Jesus. We even need a refreshing. For those of us that are not going to transition out of here anytime soon, there are times that we need a refreshing of the Holy Ghost. We need a refreshing. We need that second wind to kick in. The Bible says that they were tearing, that they were filled with the Holy Ghost over again. My time is just about up here. I'm not even halfway where I want to go. But the righteousness of God, we are depending upon the righteousness of God. We are depending on God. We're depending on the work that he's done and what he has completed. When he was on the cross, he said, "It's finished." It's finished. It's finished. It's finished. I really want that to help somebody. I want the listener to understand. I want the audience. I want everybody to understand that when God said it was finished, he was saying that the remission of sin, the redemption, what it was going to take to help you, that was at that time, those that have left off the scene, those that was coming on the scene, he said, "It's finished." Though you were born, and up to the day that you came to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, God had already completed the work. He had already did and met all the necessities for your salvation. All you have to do is believe. That's the word of God. The word of God says believe. The benefit of it all is that we believe. Without the belief, you don't have the benefit. Listen, he said, "Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon them that believe." So when we say we don't believe and we push it aside, we fight against it, we ignore it, we do all of those things that to try to get outside of believing it. Because see, people believe, but they fight against their belief in order to justify what they're doing. But you know, deep down inside, you believe. People fight and say, "Well, I'm not worthy." Yes, you are. Because God made you worthy. Through the blood of the Lamb, through the work of Jesus Christ. No matter what you have done, no matter where you've been, no matter what you're doing, even at this moment, God made you worthy. All you have to do is believe. And it is through the belief, it is through his righteousness that things are set right. You know, when you believe that I can do it, when you believe that the price has been paid, when you believe that everything is going to be all right, it's going to be all right, it causes you to hold your head up. It causes you to step better. It causes you to do things differently. We stop doing some things because we believe the word of God, because we believe the righteousness of Jesus Christ. So we stop doing some things. There's some things that all of us have stopped doing. There's some things that people are going to stop doing as they come into the knowledge of the truth. Because the Bible tells us that when we come to the light, to walk in. Well, let me finish up with this. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. You need more than self to win this battle. Whatever you believe, whether you believe the statement or not, the Bible said all have sinned. The sport, archery, used the word sin, which means you have missed the mark. You can miss the bus. You can miss a date. But you don't want to miss the mark, which God has completed the work on your behalf. Many have missed the mark by procrastinating and attempting to, at death, to give a bedside confession. That's not enough. Your sins have to go before you, not after you. Listen, somebody missed this. Somebody went to Sunday school and wasn't told this. Somebody went to church and the preacher didn't tell them that some men's sins are open beforehand, going before to judgment. And some men's sins follow after them. Somebody did not teach that lesson. Somebody ignored that scripture. Somebody chose to skip over it and tossed it to the side and said it wasn't important. But you better get this right now, that the sins that you commit, or the sins that have been committed, you want to deal with them today. You want to deal with whatever it is that will stop you from entering into the gates, stop you from entering into the presence of God. You want to deal with it right now. Because if your sins are not dealt with right now, and they follow after you. You know, when we walk through the airport, we're all pulling our bags. You see people with bags stacked up on top of bags, rolling to the next gate to catch their departure, or maybe they just went to the baggage claim and picked it up. But those bags is rolling behind them. Don't you know that when you stand before God, as we just read in Timothy, that you don't want to be walking and pulling a bunch of bags, suitcases of sin behind you? That's what it looked like. Thousands of people pulling suitcases right behind them full of sin. How are you gonna stand before God and that be ignored? Look over your shoulder and there's a whole bunch of sin behind you. A whole bunch of mess behind you. But if it's in front of you, it's already dealt with. I'm dealing with it today. I'm dealing with it. I'm asking the Lord to forgive me of the sins that I've committed, the offenses that I've made to my brothers, my sisters, and to others, and to Him. I'm asking God now to forgive me, and I'm relying upon the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm relying upon the work that He has finished to deal with those sins. That's what God wants. That's what He wants from us. So our sins are not before us, not after us, but they're dealt with before us. That makes the difference. Friend, I hope something has been said that you can think about, that you will think about, that you will use throughout the rest of this week. My God, bless you, Jesus. I think God knows how to set everything right. Matter of fact, I don't think I know for a fact that He knows how to set it all right. God bless you, and hope to see you soon. Bless your name, Jesus.